Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And this is the show where you get to turn your vibe on, your energy on. So let me ask you the question, what's your vibe saying? Remember, if you're feeling negative, you'll attract in negative circumstances. And if you're feeling positive, you're going to attract in positive circumstances. So let's switch your vibe right now by asking yourself, how do I feel? What is it that I want? And when you ask yourself what you want, you get yourself right back into alignment. So VIBE is an acronym, as you know, V for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And on this show, I like to talk about all things positive, particularly in the areas of courtship and dating. So today, I would like to talk about sexual polarity. Let's talk about sexual polarity. Now, intimate connection thrives in a relationship when there is a distinct polarity between the energies of both partners. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the main law of sexual polarity works like this. The more opposed the sexual energies between the two people, i.e. masculine versus feminine energy, the stronger the attraction will be in the relationship. So if I'm referring to a woman, the more masculine energy she has, the more effeminate a man she will attract. And vice versa. So if two people have a similar sexual polarity, that is, both are masculine in the energy or more feminine, then the attraction between them will be diminished. But if there is a strong difference where one is extremely feminine and the other partner is masculine, then the physical attraction will be maximized. So imagine a scale, okay, like a ruler. On the extreme left, you've got extreme masculinity, and on the right, you've got extreme femininity. So depending on where you are on that scale, yeah, the more feminine energy you have, the more masculine energy you will attract. And that is the deal with a lot of my clients. They're strong, successful, single women, but they're operating in their masculine energy. They don't know it, but once they learn how to lean into their femininity, they then attract the masculine man that they truly crave. So understanding sexual polarity and its dynamics is not only keeps the passion in your relationship alive, but it also increases the intimacy and the attraction that you have with your partner. And when you're dating, it is vital that you lean as a woman into your femininity if that is what you want to attract, a masculine man. So how important then is it that both people in the relationship cultivate their own natural energy, whether it be male or female? So it's good to know who you are at your core. Okay, so masculine energy, when a boy is born, he has masculine energy. When a girl is born, she has feminine energy. Okay, but we go through life that makes us wear masks, especially when we've been trained or we've been hurt that makes us put on the opposite energy. So for example, a woman, a child growing up, maybe a feminine woman who's been taught by her mother to be in her masculine energy, then she goes out into the world and she realizes that her masculine energy is actually repelling the masculine energy she wants in the world. And now she has to learn to be feminine. Okay? So we're trained to be in our, into the other energy, but really we need to get back to who we are at our core. Even when you think about the feminist movement, which is brilliant, because at the end of the day, yes, we should absolutely receive equal pay for a job well done that is equal to what a man is doing. But we mustn't lose track that we are fundamentally different. Because it's in understanding that difference, that's where we get the polarity. Let's not forget that we need that in a relationship, that we need that polarity in a romantic situation. So masculine and feminine energies are not based on gender. Any person, male or female, can embody either energy. But what's most important is actually understanding how this plays out in nature and how it actually manifests. Once you understand the energy you're putting out, you can then better understand the energy that your partner is receiving from you, and also what energy he's giving you in return. So when we think about masculine energy, what is it? It's solution orientated. It's about making things happen. You know, it's about solving those problems. It's competitive. It's mentally challenging. It's direct. And when I worked with my 120 men for over 10 years as the only female, that was so apparent to me that these men are completely different creatures from us. You know, it's really highlighted in the book Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus by Dr. John Gray. And I would look at them, and sometimes I think that they would have this punch up because they'd get angry with each other and they're so direct, and you know, they'd curse each other out, and then next minute they've shaken hands and they're going out for a beer. And I'd be like, wow, if that was a woman, us being the deep and the mysterious and the complex type, we'd hold that for probably years. You see, so masculine and feminine energy are so different, they're opposite, but it's what makes us delicious to one another. Okay, it's what makes the masculine energy desire the feminine energy. Because like I said, we both have both energies within us. So a man who's truly masculine can explore the femininity of himself, in a sense, through a feminine woman in his life. So thinking about myself and my journey back to femininity, for those that know my story, I came from an abusive past. And having come to the knowledge at that time, well, you know, I have to look after myself. No one's going to look after me, after myself for me. Then meant that I was taught then to be in my masculine energy. And my masculine energy was pushing masculine energy away from me, because we can't be both be wearing the same trousers, okay? Think of a magnet. Masculine energy is going to repel masculine energy. So it wasn't always so for me, but now I know what it looks like to be feminine. I had to learn it, okay? And I find that there's such ease. It's so effortless. There's dignity. There's so much comfort and relief and beauty in empowering feminine energy. It's so empowering. And I experienced that, especially when I used to manage my 120 men, being the only female. being in a position and understanding my feminine vibe to compel them to do things for me that my male counterparts couldn't do. Now, when I say feminine, I don't mean manipulative or overly sexual or overly sexy. I'm just talking about my feminine spirit, which is mysterious. Okay, it is indirect, it is nurturing, it is incredibly receptive, and it's beautiful being a woman, it's beautiful being feminine. So learning how to be feminine rocked my world. Okay, when I saw myself now in a position attracting quality responses from masculine men, okay, that turned my world into the best way that I could even imagine. Whereas before, I had equated femininity with weakness. Now that I know what it looks like to be feminine, I feel like a goddess in it. And there is ease and there is serenity in this place. So what a discovery, or what a recognition, if you are not operating in your feminine energy, it will be for you, because it will serve you in a huge way. I feel so good in my skin when I'm in my feminine self. So learn to be feminine. And this is partly what this show is about. Because let me tell you, there are no clothes, there is no makeup, there is no surgery, plastic surgery, that can come close to having this magnetic vibe of femininity. So let me take you down the road and share with you how to be more feminine. Okay, so being feminine is about being feminine. It's about living in that being. Masculine energy is very much about doing, okay? Femininity is about being. It's about being present to how you're feeling at any moment in time. So it's about receiving yourself. Receiving extends to being receptive. Now, receptivity is the essence of femininity. And I don't want you to overlook that. It's so key to what femininity is about that I really want you to catch this, okay? It's the essence. It's the vibe of femininity, being receptive, being receiving. So when you consider receiving gifts or compliments and assistance, that is you receiving, that is you being receptive. That means if your boyfriend or your husband says, "Oh, you look so cute in that dress," you say, "Thank you." You see, what have you just done? You've received, you've become receptive to that, okay? And nothing else, just thank you with a smile, okay? No need to explain that the dress is old, this old thing. He has his eyes too, and to him you look great, so just receive it. It means if a co-worker says, "Do you want me to help you move in that box?" Don't feel guilty. Look, he wants to help you. Smile and say, what can I hear you saying? Thank you. Receive graciously. It means if someone, your man, your friend, a co-worker, offers you a gift, receive it. Now, Jenny, one of my clients, decided to activate her femininity when her new boyfriend John offered to mount her TV on the wall. She agreed, And even though she was afraid she would owe him something in return, it was about her practicing. He also wanted to sort out her washing machine that had broken down. And to make it even more uncomfortable for Jenny, he even sourced the washing machine for her. For Jenny, it felt like it was too much because she was so accustomed to being in her masculine energy. She was nervous because she wasn't used to receiving and being receptive to such generosity. But she was determined to practice being receptive. So instead of demanding something in return, what happened? John was happy. He felt heroic. He felt proud. He felt honored that he had been able to help her so much. And he seemed intent on finding more reasons to be of service to her, to making her life better, just so that he could see her beam and be radiant and happy, you see. For him, that was appreciation, to see her like that. So give that as a gift to a man. And what was the takeaway? She got to feel really special in having her TV mounted, having a new washing machine, and he got to feel like her hero. So look, that's a win-win. Imagine if she had said, no, you don't have to do that, and missed the chance to receive. She would have cheated herself out of the special treatment he wanted to give her, and he would have missed out on feeling the way that he did. Like, yeah, Superman, okay? So even when you think about our bodies, let's take it to a biological level. Women, we are built to receive. Okay, you've got the key and you've got the lock. Okay, we're built to receive. Yeah, you think of your body as a metaphor. So when it comes to sex, you're built to receive, as is your spirit. Men are attracted to the feminine, fundamentally, innately so. So the more receptive that you are, the more feminine you will be. The more feminine you are, the more attractive you are in a quality man's eyes. And like I said, it wasn't always easy. It wasn't for me at first. Many women find it nigh on impossible to be receptive at times. They reject lots of gifts, compliments, help, even small things such as the opening of doors. Jam jars. You know, when it gets too tight, you know, ask a man to help you. Don't refuse it. Or car doors. Many women feel like they owe a debt. But it's not possible, because if you're receiving this as a gift, then guess what? You're free. It's not a debt. And that goes the same when it comes with compliments and offers to help. Okay, you don't need to pull your own weight. Some women reject flowers because they feel it's a waste of money. They want to save money. Some feel undeserving and vulnerable. You know, I remember a time that I met this guy. Oh my gosh, he literally wanted to shower me with gifts. And this was a time when I was very much in my masculine energy. And this was when I was going to say a particular birthday. Let's just say it was a significant birthday. And at the time he asked me, what's your address? What kind of car do you like? And at that time I knew he was really affluent. And I knew that it was his intention to buy me a car. Now, at that time, I was actually in debt at that time, and I felt that, gosh, I don't want him to buy me a car. I would so much rather he helped me with this debt that I had on my house at the time. And so I said to him, look, I know what your intention is. Literally spoiled the surprise. You know, I'd rather you help me out in a different way. And I think at the time, he must have felt really hurt by it. Looking back at it now, I could see the mistake that I made. I didn't make myself receptive to the gift. And I didn't receive the car, which I knew was coming. Which I knew was coming to me at that time. Why? Because I was in my masculine energy. But think about it. I had rejected something that was going to make my life easier and more pleasant. And I missed a chance to feel special, to get special treatment. How many times have you done that? How many times have you rejected something that was going to make your life so much more easier and make you feel so special? Look, I missed the chance to feel closer with the person who was trying to lighten my load or to delight me. How many times have you done that? Learn from my story. And furthermore, poor receptivity from my end made me less attractive in his eyes. Okay? When he found out that he couldn't make my life sweeter, he couldn't make my life easier because I kept on rejecting his efforts. Our closeness suffered, our intimacy suffered. And the relationship broke up. So today, my priority is to have the intimacy, to choose to be feminine above all the other ridiculous reasons for not receiving it. You have to practice those receiving muscles now. Okay, start practicing it. You know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. If what you're doing right now in your masculine energy is not working, hello, smell the roses, okay? Start practicing feminine energy. And it's never too late, okay? So if a man offers to put your bag in the overhead compartment on a plane, say thank you. If a gentleman offers to open the lobby door and allow you to go in before him, consider just saying thank you. If your husband offers to change your duvet cover and you think he might put it on the wrong way or he's going to put that picture on the wall and it might be a little bit wonky, say thank you. Say thank you. That's when you honor your feminine spirit. And there's nothing more feminine than knowing that you deserve, and I'm going to say it again, that you deserve to be admired and adored. Therefore, assisted and helped. So I would love to hear how you're going to practice receiving this week. Write into me at www.valerieacampbell.com/contact. I would love to hear it. I want to touch also on depolarization. Now, when does depolarization occur? It occurs when partners no longer have that play of masculine and feminine energy between them. Both partners, I don't even like that word partner, okay? Both are emanating the same type of energy, okay? And it causes the relationship to become very unbalanced. It loses its passion. If a partner questions the masculine partner's direction, for example, so as a woman, say I'm driving in a car with my guy and I question his direction in life because really, that's what you're doing. You say, oh, aren't you supposed to turn left? Or aren't you supposed to turn right? You're actually questioning that man's direction in his life. Okay? It will instantly create a collapse in polarity. Similarly, if a woman is criticized for the way that she looks, oh, you look so drab and gray in that outfit. This makes a woman feel less radiant. It makes her feel unloved. And a woman having said that kind of comment to her over and over again in a relationship, she's actually, you'll actually see her start to go in within herself. When a woman is beaming in her femininity, the masculine energy in her partner feels exhilarated. Now, the feminine woman feels too insecure. Let me rephrase that. The masculine energy woman feels too insecure to relax into her femininity. And the masculine partner is bent out of shape and loses his masculine backbone. So when this happens, you can see that there is a depolarization in the relationship. You know, I mentioned earlier that I don't like the word partner. The reason why I don't like it is I feel like it's a very modern word. You know, a woman wants to feel like she's a man's woman. And maybe that's a very traditional point of view from me, but that's how essentially a feminine woman wants to feel. She wants to feel like she's a man's woman, not his partner. There is definitely a loss of passion. Definitely a loss of passion, a depolarization in a relationship when a woman becomes a Bob the Builder equivalent, the female version of a Bob the Builder. Because a woman wants to be a man's woman, not his partner. When did the word partner even slip into our vocabulary anyway, indicating a 50-50 partnership? What happens when the passion goes because his partner, wife, Barbara the Builder, with her feminine energy completely depleted because her masculine energy has been in the forefront, helping him to build? What happens then? The man doesn't feel like a man because she's basically helped him to become a man. And then what does he happen? What happens? What have I seen so many times happen? He moves on to then find a woman who is operating in a feminine energy so that he can now feel like the man. You know, in this type of dynamic, attraction can shift in a matter of seconds when we have depolarization in a relationship. A woman could go from feeling tight and controlling to free and radiant once her partner makes her feel appreciated, needed, and loved. The masculine partner needs to learn to embrace the feminine force of life, no matter how wild and destructive and hurtful it can be. Love can be hurtful. And the feminine partner, in the true sense of the word partner, as in his woman, needs to not shrink when faced with the strong, powerful presence of her masculine man. Look, God created us like this for a reason. And I just believe that the world is descending into madness with different gender identities. I had to do this show to bring back it's my contribution to bringing back some kind of balance. Because face it, what does our future generations, what is the hope of our future generations? It's all so confusing. Anyway, my time is running out. I hope that added value. I hope that made you think. Ladies, we can make a start. Okay, start to lean into your feminine energy. The world has gone too far the other way now, and we need to strive to get that balance back. Start practicing your feminine energy. If you want to know more about this, reach out to me at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. And let's talk about sexual polarity. If you're a high-powered woman and this really resonated with you, you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I know that I'm in my masculine energy, but I really don't know how to get into my feminine energy, reach out to me at that website address. I love you guys, and as always,
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.